Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
We could try to explain what it's like to get your work done on a John Deere mower, compact tractor, or Gator XUV. But to really understand the feeling, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. In last week's show, I told you about the limited situations in which you're allowed to take a withdrawal from a workplace retirement plan, such as a 401k or a 403b. I mentioned that taking a loan from these types of plans might be a better option in some cases. However, taking a loan from your retirement account isn't necessarily a wise decision either. We'll take a look at the potential dangers and the rules for borrowing from your workplace retirement account. The first hurdle to getting a loan from your 401k or 403b is that it's only allowed if your employer's plan permits it. You'll find the rules and benefits of your retirement plan in the summary plan description document, which you should receive each year. Or you can just ask your benefits administrator if loans are allowed. Due to the paperwork and time that's usually required to administer retirement loans, it's been my experience that small companies usually don't offer them. If you can borrow from your retirement plan, there's a ceiling on how much you can take out. You're generally limited to borrowing no more than 50% of your vested account balance, up to a maximum of $50,000. So if you have $10,000 that's vested, you can only borrow a maximum of $5,000 or 50% of your account. Your vested balance is the amount of money in the plan that you own. You're always fully vested in your contributions, but amounts from your employer, such as matching funds or profit sharing, are usually subject to a vesting schedule. An employer could vest their contributions after you've been employed for a certain period of time, such as 1 or 2 years. That's known as cliff vesting. Or they could offer graduated vesting, where you receive 20% each year over a 5-year period, for example. Money that you borrow from your 401k or 403b is penalty-free if you follow all the rules. But it's not interest-free. The interest you pay gets added to your account balance, and the rate is specified in your plan document. The loan plus interest must generally be repaid within 5 years. The loan payments are usually withheld from your paycheck on an after-tax basis in level amounts over the life of the loan. Taking a loan from a 401k or a 403b can be a better alternative than taking a hardship withdrawal, because you're allowed to make new contributions to the account while you repay the loan. You might remember from my previous podcast that a hardship withdrawal is very different from a loan because it can't be repaid and usually comes with a 6-month waiting period where you're prohibited from making any new contributions. Not only can taking a loan from your 401k or 403b leave you with less money for retirement, but it can also put you in a tight spot if you leave your employer or get fired before the loan is fully repaid. If you're younger than 59 and a half and lose your job while you're repaying a loan, the entire outstanding balance is due right away, usually within 60 to 90 days. If you don't pay the entire loan back by the due date established in your plan, the outstanding balance is considered an early withdrawal, subject to ordinary income tax plus a 10% penalty. So be sure that all is well with your job before you decide to take a retirement account loan. Another disadvantage to taking a loan from your retirement account is that the interest you pay isn't tax deductible. If you plan to use the money to pay for education or to buy a home, for instance, you'd be better off getting a student loan or a mortgage. That's because a mortgage, a home equity loan, and a student loan all come with a tax deduction for the interest you pay, which allows you to reduce your taxable income and save money on taxes. Additionally, the interest rate on a mortgage or a student loan may be lower than the interest rate you have to pay back to your retirement account in some cases. In addition to paying interest, when you take a loan from your retirement plan, you'll probably also suffer a loss in earnings by taking the money out. Here's an example. Let's say you borrow $5,000 from your 401k and miss out on the 6% growth on those funds. If you have to pay 7% interest on the loan when you repay the money back to your account, you might think that the additional interest you're adding in would be enough to cover your losses. However, if you repay the loan on time and have another 35 years to go before retirement, it's likely that you'd still miss out on over $8,000 of growth in the account. If something unforeseen happens and you don't repay the loan on time, making it an early distribution, you'd face income taxes plus a 10% penalty. In that case, you could potentially come up short by over $47,000 by the time you retire. I used a 401k loan calculator to get these numbers. You can go to moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com for links to everything that I mention in the show, plus additional resources. Use a 401k loan calculator to easily run the numbers for your situation to see the long-term consequences of taking a retirement account loan.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Whether you should take a loan from your 401k or 403b depends on your circumstances and how you plan to use the money. Let's say your job is secure and you're younger than 59 and a half. If you were to take a loan from your 401k at 7% interest, that would be a better option than taking a hardship withdrawal and paying income tax plus a 10% penalty. A loan allows you to return the money plus the extra interest to the account, so it keeps working for you over time. However, as I demonstrated, taking a loan can reduce your earnings and the total amount that you'll have for retirement. A quick and dirty tip is to consider all your other options, such as getting a mortgage, a home equity loan, a student loan, or even using money in your IRA before you borrow from your 401k or 403b. The rules for taking early distributions from an IRA are different than for a workplace retirement plan. You can withdraw certain amounts of money from an IRA penalty-free for some expenses, such as higher education or to buy or build your first home. I'll include a link to IRS Publication 590 if you want to find out more about taking an IRA withdrawal. Come on over to the Money Girl Facebook page where I post money tips, news, resources, and other stuff I'm doing. You can follow me on Twitter under the username Laura Adams and also sign up for the weekly Money Girl newsletter. If you like the podcast, be sure to subscribe or submit a review in iTunes. And as always, I love getting your email questions at money@quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her super-sized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, Supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next-level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.